Join the conversation. Join the conversation. Find Great Destinations Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter.
It's time to get expert guidance from this week's travel bloggers, and we're talking to Canadians Dave Bauskill and Deborah Corbell. They're the writers behind the popular blog The Planet D. They're full-time travellers. They gave up the rat race in 2008 to follow their dream. And if you look at the map on their website, you'll see they visited pretty much everywhere on the globe. So when Dave told me that Antarctica was his favourite place on the planet, you know that it must be special.
I just love it for its nature, its beauty. It's really, you feel like you are at the edge of the world when you're there. And combine that with the wildlife experiences you can have there, it sort of has, you know, everything that that you can look for in a destination like that. Three colors. It's white, black, and blue. So somewhat monochromatic in that way, but mountainous. So it's, you know, I compare it to more, because I've been to Greenland as well, which is, you know, on the opposite end, but the landscape is much different. It's much, much larger icebergs and things like that, whereas Antarctica is a much more mountainous landscape.
Dave says just getting to the Antarctic is an adventure in itself.
We had to cross the Drake Passage, which was an experience unto itself, the roughest seas in the world. And let me tell you, it put a lot of people down.
Dave and Deborah were on a two-week Antarctic tour.
There's so many things to do down there. It takes you a couple days to get there, and then the other 10 days spent on the continent. It's great because you're out, you're at different places, you have different experiences, you can kayak every day. There's Zodiac tours.
You can go hiking across glaciers, you interact with penguins. So it's really busy from morning until night.
Deborah says the wildlife is amazing and he can get really close.
The wildlife doesn't know to fear humans, so they're really curious. They're just as curious about you as you are of them. So you'll have whales breach beside you. You have penguins come and approach you. So it's pretty incredible that way for wildlife.
Dave says he particularly enjoyed kayaking in Antarctica.
There's really nothing like dipping your paddle in the water, paddling through brash ice next to leopard seals. It's really, you know, those moments that you see on National Geographic happen while you're down there.
And the wildlife provided more special moments for the couple, including an encounter with whales.
And I would say my favorite moment would be we watched a mother and a calf, a humpback whale, breach for 45 minutes. The crew were like, they've never, ever seen that happen for that long. It's like they were putting on a show for us and they didn't want to stop. So that was pretty amazing.
Even though Dave and Deborah were visiting one of the most remote and inhospitable places on Earth, they say their experience was pretty comfortable.
It was a bit of a luxury trip than the real hard expedition trip. So we had a nice little bar where we could sit at night and we had a 5-course meal at dinner to talk about our day. So that was a really nice way to see Antarctica.
You can read more about Deborah and Dave's experiences in Antarctica and their travels all over the world at theplanetd.com.